Humans have dealt with problem solving since learning how to use fire. But how do we even begin to figure it all out? At the very least, where do we start? I met up with James, a classmate at Joe Coffee, who told me a little bit about what he learned from difficulties faced in the skill of sewing. He starts telling me about how he got into sewing, which was through wanting to preserve clothing kept in his family. He tells me about how most of his clothing is from his dad and his grandfather, so they need continuous mending.
I have one shirt on it, and it says, like, July, you know, 2000. Like, that shirt's older than I am, but you keep it in shape because you love it, but in that process, you have to mend to it.
He tells me that sewing has been a skill passed down in his family.
I had a grandmother who, in the summers, as an immigrant, would sew wool or, like, fur jackets.
And that, through teaching himself how to sew, not only did he learn to mend family clothes, preserving their histories and adding his own to it through wear, he also connected with the skill through his grandmother. But these things don't come so easily. How does one begin to learn this new, difficult skill?
I think there's this, like, really overarching concern where you start something new, and the natural instinct is that you want to go really well really quickly. And then when that doesn't happen, because of course it doesn't happen, because it's a new hobby, it's a new trait, it's a new skill, you shouldn't know how to do it. And then you try it and you don't do it, you're like, well, this sucks really bad, and you hate it and you don't want to do it anymore.
Learning to sew became a problem he had to solve, the problem being a difficulty in acquiring the skill. But it was also a difficulty he must overcome in order to preserve these generational passions.
I think, like, this task of sewing is one of those, like, forgotten things. I mean, with fast fashion, it's so easy to throw things out.
He tells me about how now, the most rewarding thing about the skill, besides the fixed holes and creative fabric freedom, of course, is the ability to pass it on to the next generation.
So my sister wanted to learn to do it. You know, skills are being forgotten. Like, you know, seamstresses aren't really around anymore. It's very hard to find even a tailor in New York City who knows what they're doing. To be able to pass this knowledge and, like, to reinvigorate knowledge into, like, community or however you want to call it, I think is pretty beautiful.
To James, the issue of learning to sew wasn't just about connecting needle and thread, but rather connecting his past to his present and his future. James manages to use sewing to mend generations of his families together in an intricate quilt of history, from his grandparents to his father, to him, and finally to his younger sister. This is Annalyn from NYU Journalism.